Well, I'm going to talk about modeling UK household expenditure and the effect of economic and non-economic factors in changes in expenditure. And this is a joint work that I have done with Lester Hunt, who is present today here. But as an introduction, probably you have heard today a lot that household consumption has a considerable amount of contribution to emissions, UK emissions, from consumption perspective. That's why if we want to move towards lower future greenhouse gases and therefore consumption from consumption perspective, we need to concentrate on household consumption. And for this, we need to understand better structure of household consumption and the factors that actually are affecting consumption. This graph shows that household expenditure between 1980 to 2008 is generally increasing as a whole. And also, if you look at the different categories of consumption within total expenditure, they are also generally increasing over time. So if this situation and this trend is going to be continued in the future, therefore we will have more emissions from consumption perspective and we can't obtain the target. Therefore, in this work, we have looked at household expenditure and we have constructed a model to find out the contribution of each factors on household expenditure in the UK. And thinking about these factors, we can divide them to two sets, economic factors, which the first thing coming into mind is household disposable income, which can affect the expenditure, and we expect a positive relation normally between these two. And the other thing, of course, is price. Also, sometimes the past income and past prices, they can affect expenditure in the current year. So that's why in this work we have looked at lag of income and lag of prices as well and their effects on household expenditure. So therefore, if they are significant, we have included those in the model. But apart from economic factors, there are non-economic factors that may affect household expenditure, but sometimes we are even not aware of them, or we can't measure them simply because we don't have suitable data to measure these factors, but we know that they affect expenditure. Therefore, in this model, we have included all these exogenous and economic factors, which could be like consumer preferences and tastes and things like that, as a whole, as opposed to economic factors of price and income. Also, because we have used quarterly data in our model, we have looked at seasonality as well, because we expect in different seasons themselves, they have some effects on household expenditure, specifically for some of the categories. So this has been included in the model as well. And for some of the categories, basically the energy categories, such as gas and electricity, that I will talk about them later on, we have included temperature, because temperature itself can be very important in determining the expenditure, for instance, on gas, because gas is normally used for space heating. So if the temperature is high, we use less gas. To estimate the model, we have used the structural time series model, which I'm not going to go through the details and equations here. But the method that we have used to estimate the model is basically maximum likelihood. And the data is quarterly time series data, as I mentioned, and they are obtained from ONS website and DEC. Well, the aim is to calculate the contributions of each of these components in the model. So once we have estimated household expenditure with our model, we can obtain income elasticity and price elasticity, which are actually the responsiveness of expenditure to changes in income and price for households. And we get the estimated exogenous non-economic factors. So basically, non-economic factors are estimated through the model themselves. And also we estimate the seasonalities. And then finally, if there is any temperature in the equation, we have the coefficient for temperature as well. Using all these estimations, we calculate the income contribution, price, exogenous non-economic factors, and seasonality contributions, which make and shape the changes in expenditure as a whole. So we have these four components all together, shaping changes in expenditure and forming that. Now we try to find out which of them has more contribution, a relatively higher contribution as opposed to the other ones for different categories. But again, in terms of equations, this is the contribution. Well, the categories that we have considered here are 16 COICOP categories, which I will mention them later again, one by one. And here are some of the results for some of the categories. So for instance, this graph shows the contribution of price, income, exogenous non-economic factors in food and non-alcoholic beverages category. And you see the yellow bars, they show the price contributions, and the blue ones, they show the income contribution, and the green ones, they show the exogenous non-economic factors contribution. Obviously, in case of food, we cannot say that which of these factors is really dominant in the whole period, because the changes in expenditure in food comes from changes in all of these factors. So it's sort of like a mixed contribution in case of food. And if you look at this table below, we have divided the whole period to three sub-periods. 1979 to 1992 is the first period, 1992 to 1997, and 1997 to 2008, and then you see the whole period. For instance, if you look at income, as you can see from the whole chart itself, and the dates are here calculated, income has a relatively constant contribution over these different periods in changes in expenditure, although it has started to decrease a little bit, but in general it is constant. The price contribution is positive at the early periods, but it has started to get more negative and less. So the price contribution is getting less in terms of food expenditure in the last period. But in the whole period in general is almost equal to income effect, income contribution. And finally, the exogenous non-economic factors, they had a negative effect in the first period as an average, and they were lower in absolute terms, but they have started to change to be positive, and they have higher contribution over time. So food is one of the categories that they have sort of mixed contribution from different components, and we cannot say like in all of the periods there is one factor that has a higher contribution in shaping actually expenditure in food category. But if we move on to clothing and footwear category, obviously the yellow bars, they show the higher contribution from price in terms of clothing. And then the green ones again are ex-nef, and the blue ones are income. Again, if we look at the table here and match the table with the graph, we see that price obviously has a very relatively high contribution as opposed to income and ex-nef, and this is shown obviously from the graph as well. And even this effect has been increasing over time. And then if you look at income, again income generally has a constant contribution in different periods, but it has started to decrease in the last period. And also for non-economic factors, interestingly, at the beginning they had a very low contribution compared to the other two factors, but over time now they have a relatively higher contribution again. Not as high as price, as you see here, but it is getting more important. Therefore, in terms of clothing and footwear, price is a dominant factor that has a higher contribution, because at all periods, price has a high contribution compared to these two other factors.
So can I just ask that? So these price elasticities, are they? So you say it's very susceptible, expenditure on clothing is very susceptible to price changes on clothing. Is that
what it's... It comes from price elasticity, but it's not the figure here is not the elasticity only, but also we are looking at the changes. Is the changes in expenditure? So it depends on the changes in price over time and the elasticity.
Right.
So it's the effect of the elasticity and changes in price, actually.
Right.
Not the elasticity only, because elasticity cannot be that high. Well, in terms of furnishing, the blue bars are dominant, which is income contribution. So we have a relatively high income contribution in furnishing sector. But the other two, they have lower contributions. Again, if we look at the data here, they calculated figures here in different periods. Income has a relatively high contribution to other two components, and this is in all periods. So at all periods, income is dominant. And price has a positive contribution, but over time, the contribution has decreased from price. And for non-economic factors, it was negative at the beginning, and you can see that in the chart, but it has started to be more positive and have positive effect on tenders in expenditure. But it is relatively low compared to income and price, but still important. So income here is a more important factor in shaping tenders in expenditure. And then finally, we have recreation and culture. As you see, the green bars are very high as opposed to other factors. This shows that exogenous non-economic factors, they have a relatively high and important contribution in terms of changes in expenditure. It's very dominant here. You can see from the table that the contribution of ex-net is very high as opposed to income and price. And even it is getting more important over time, and it's always positive, so has some positive, brings some positive changes to expenditure. For income and price, again for income, again if you look at the blue bars and the data here, the figures here, you see that, well, although the income contribution is decreasing a bit, but it's again almost constant over time. And for the price, you see that price had a very low contribution in the first period, but it has increased in the other periods, but again, is not that high compared to non-economic factors contribution. So this category is an obvious example of a category that has a very high contribution from non-income and price factors. Well, if we summarize all of the 16 categories, that we have worked out the contributions and estimations for them, we'll find out that we can divide them to four categories. One is the categories that they have relatively high contribution from non-economic factors. These are gas, other housing, which is mainly water supply and rents, health, vehicle fuels and lubricants, communication, recreation and culture, and miscellaneous goods and services. So in these categories, ex-net has a relatively higher contribution as opposed to economic factors. Categories with relatively high contribution from income are electricity, furnishings, as we saw the chart, and restaurants and hotels. The category that has a very high contribution from price is clothing and footwear, and we saw the chart. And the other categories, they have like sort of mixed contribution, so we cannot say like which factor is really dominant at all periods, because in different periods, different factors are dominant. And these are food and non-alcoholic beverages, alcoholic beverages, and other fuels, which are solid and liquid fuels, and other transport, which is mainly public transport and purchase of cars, and education. As a conclusion and implications of this work, we can see that exogenous non-economic factors are important in changes in expenditure. And there is no category that there is no effect and no contribution at all from ex-net. Well, it might be relatively higher in some of the categories, as we have seen, or lower in some of the categories, but it does exist. Therefore, we can still use economic instruments, such as increasing prices through tax, of course, but also we need to bear in mind that in some of the categories, price doesn't have a very high contribution, very high effect, and also we need to consider the side effects of price, of course, but it's always a tool that we have in mind, but also a part of economic instruments, we can use other instruments that affect these non-economic factors, such as changes in behaviors and lifestyles or environmental awareness, for instance, to reduce consumption in the future and therefore lower emissions in the future from consumption perspective. Thank you.